We thank the Lord.
我们下面有 Cindy 姊妹为我们献唱。
Sister Cindy is going to come and give us a special music.
她要唱的歌名叫《不再是奴隶》。
And the name of the music is called No Longer Slaves.
我们欢迎她。
We welcome her.
Thank you, everyone. For English speaker, I'm sorry. I only have time to sing Chinese version. And it's my testimony, too, in Chinese. And hopefully it's an encouragement to our 小平姐妹. So, 各位弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴你们都在这里。今天我要唱这首歌，也是我自己的见证，希望能对小平姐妹带来鼓励。Can there be light? Can anybody turn the lights on, please? I dressed up just for today, okay? Thank you. Okay, do you know where the song is?There will be Chinese lyric. If you like to sing along, feel free to sing along.
你的旋律释放我思命，你爱，
对不起，太早了。
生命，你爱似缅怀，
Can I restart over? Sorry, I wasn't sure about the intro and I got confused. Sorry, it's all family church. Come on.生命，你爱似棉环绕我，从敌人手中，你拯救了我，惧怕中的自由，我不再被恐惧。不再被恐惧奴役，因你是我天父。呜呜呜呜呜呜，从我
幕府中，你拣选了我，以爱呼唤我名。我从神的旧进入你家中，宝血流入我生命，我不再被恐惧奴役，因你是我天父，我不再被恐惧奴役，因你是我天父。
谢谢谢谢，非常谢谢谢谢我们，谢谢 Cindy 从她的生命经历所唱出这首歌来。
We thank Cindy sing it out of her encounter with the risen Christ.
她特别用中文唱，是献给这个我们今天要受洗的姊妹。
She especially sing in Chinese for our sister Shirley.
因为他唱的内容就是我们这位姊妹的经历。
Because the content of the song, this is Sister Shirley's experience too, her testimony.
不再恐惧了。
No more fear.
因为神的爱吸引她。
Because God's love attracted her.
我们下面有简单的点水礼是给这位Shirley姊妹的。
So we going to sprinkling baptism?
大概在一个月前有宣布有谁要在这个复活节参加洗礼聚会的。
So a month ago we announced who want to be baptized on Easter Sunday.
只有徐小平姊妹有反应。
Only Sister Shirley responded.
但是我想一个人也是非常宝贵的 ，Amen.
Even only one person responds very precious.
其实根据圣经的记载
，But according to the Bible's,
他说如果有一个人在地上信主，天使要开 party 的。
When a sinner repent, the heaven rejoices.
So he, yeah.
When a person baptized, the angel heaven rejoices.
所以现在天上的那个 party 快要开始了。
So the party in heaven is about to start.
我现在在小平姊妹受洗之前，我问几个问题，确定啊，她要受洗。第一个是，你已经确定自己是一个重生得救的基督徒吗
？So Sister Shirley, are you a truly born again Christian?
第二个问题，你已经明白洗礼的意义吗？
明白。
You understand the meaning of baptism? Yes.
第三个，你愿意付出代价一生跟随基督吗？
愿意。
Are you willing to follow Jesus all the days of your life? Yes.
第四个问题，你愿意今天在众人面前接受此点水礼，表明你是跟随基督的决心吗？
我愿意，我决心。
Are you willing to receive the water baptism?Are you willing to receive the sprinkling baptism?
她那个时候签名愿意参加这个洗礼。
When she signed that covenant to receive the baptism?
Sign up for the baptism.
When she signed up for the baptism.
她也经过上课，很严格的上课。
She also went through the baptismal classes.
那个Ruby 是她的老师。
Ruby was her teacher.
他们也有面试 interview.
They also interviewed. She was interviewed.
所以我们做这个是很慎重的。
So this is very sacred.
它虽然是点水礼
，even though it's a sprinkling baptism,
它跟那个浸礼是完全一样有功效的。
It's the same effect as immersion baptism.
我现在要替她施洗。
So I want to baptize her right now.
我们那个你要照相的，现在可以准备了。
If you want to take pictures, you can.So this is going to be fast. So Sister Shirley.
Sorry.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you. Three times. One time for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what they did in Israel. And those Romanians, they... One, two, three. Forcefully.
We're
going to give her a baptismal certificate.
And
a red cross.
We
praise and thank the Lord.
We
give God the glory.
待会我在我的信息里会讲到她的见证。
In my message, I will share with you about her testimony. cannot find his sermon. You have to preach it from your, what you remember. It's all here. That's okay, just preach it from your heart, whatever. The Lord going to remember.
I only have outline.
And that's how God wants you to preach it, from your outline. A pastor's nightmare. Icebreaker.
We are in the same family. It's okay. 弟兄姊妹平安.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主.
Praise and thank the Lord.
基督已经复活.
Christ has risen.
跟你旁边人讲说, 基督已经复活.
Tell your neighbor, Christ has risen.
这个非常重要.
This is very important.
Amen.
Amen.
不是只是复活节来到教会而已.
It's not only coming to church on an Easter Sunday.
小孩子来找找这个复活节的蛋而已.
And kids come to look for Easter eggs.
最重要复活节是宣告基督已经复活了.
The most important thing is that Easter we are proclaiming that Jesus has risen.
因为耶稣已经基督已经复活.
Because Jesus has risen.
他胜过死亡.
He overcame death.
他胜过罪恶.
He overcame sin.
我们信耶稣才有盼望.
So when we believe in Jesus, we have hope.
我们感谢主.
We thank the Lord.
今天早上 Cindy 姊妹在这边 唱她经历基督复活大能的歌声.
So Sister Cindy sang a song about how she encountered Christ and set her free from being a slave.
她把那个歌就献给 这个小平姊妹.
And then she dedicated this song to our sister Shirley.
小平也是遇见复活的基督.
And also our sister Shirley also encountered Christ. The risen Christ.
所以她愿意信耶稣.
So she's willing to believe in Jesus.
昨天我在准备这个信息的时候,
as I was preparing this message last night,
我就觉得神也对我说,
and the Lord spoke to me,
在这个特别的这个周末,
on this special weekend,
你需要再次遇见我这个复活的基督.
The Lord said to me, you need to encounter me, this risen Christ.
今天早上,
this morning,
我就邀请我们每一个人,
I invite each one of you,
打开你的心,
open your heart,
来听这个信息,
to listen to God's message.
我要讲一个故事,
I want to tell you a story.
这故事是记载在路加福音24章,
and this story was recorded in Luke chapter 24,
从13节到35节,
from verse 13 to 35.
这段故事是在讲什么呢?
What is this story about?
这讲到主耶稣的两个门徒,
it's talking about two of Jesus' disciples.
他们遇见复活的基督,
they encountered the risen Christ.
我们当中有多少人想要遇见复活的基督?
How many of you want to encounter the risen Christ? Raise your hands.
你知道你今天早上已经遇到他吗?
Do you know this morning you have encountered him?
当我们的姊妹, 两位姊妹带我们敬拜的时候,
as our two sisters led us in worship,
我们是不是在敬拜耶稣啊?
We are worshiping Christ.
我们宣告一个复活的基督,
we proclaim the risen Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们在看到这个, 我们的姊妹在献唱, 不再做奴隶的时候,
as our sister sang a song about she's no longer a slave,
我们就在遇见复活的基督.
We are encountering the risen Christ.
因为复活的基督在他生命里面做了工作.
Because the risen Christ is doing his wonderful work in her life.
因为限于时间的关系.
Due to time limitations.
我们又有中文又英文, 我们没有时间来念这段经文.
We don't have time to read this passage in both English and Chinese.
所以我会把这段经文解释给大家听.
So I will explain and summarize the story for you.
或者你问说, 这两个门徒到底是在什么时候 什么时候遇见基督的呢?
So you may wonder, when did these two disciples encounter Christ?
他们就是在耶稣复活的那一天, 他们就遇到复活的基督.
They encountered Christ on the day of resurrection.
他们那一天正走路从耶路撒冷城要到以马忤斯去.
As they were traveling from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
那个耶路撒冷就是耶稣被钉死的地方.
So Jerusalem was the place where Jesus was crucified.
这两个人是谁呢?
Who are these two men?
他们是耶稣的门徒。
They are Jesus' disciples.
他们了解发生了什么事情。
They witness and understand what happened.
因为在路加福音二十四章同一章里面有讲那天早上。
Because in Luke chapter 24, it recorded, it says, and that day, that morning.
就是那个主耶稣复活的那天早上。
And that day when Jesus was resurrected.
有一些妇女就带着这个香膏去香料去膏耶稣的身体。
And some woman brought some perfume, anointing oil to the grave.
到了坟墓那里。
Went to the grave to anoint the body.
没有想到坟墓的那个石头是被滚开的。
And they found that a stone that covers the grave opening was moved.
里面没有基督的身体。
And there's no body of Christ, Jesus in there.
只有基督的那个衣服在里面。
Only the linen that wrapped his body was left there.
然后就看到有人穿着白衣对他们说，主耶稣不在这里，他已经复活了。
And there were men in white clothing tell them, Jesus is not here, he has risen.
我就想问大家一个问题啊。
I want to ask everyone a question.
如果你去坟墓，你的感觉怎么样？
How do you feel when you go to a grave?
会害怕是不是？
You will be scared.
难过是不是？
Sad.
我相信这些妇女非常爱耶稣。
I think these women really loved Jesus.
他们在耶稣复活那天很早就到他的坟墓去。
And that early morning they went to the grave.
他胜过对坟墓的恐惧。
They overcame the fear of going to the grave.
但是他们看到一个很奇特的现象。
But they saw a very strange phenomenon.
就是坟墓是空的。
The tomb was empty.
这是我们基督信仰宣告的，就是耶稣的坟墓是空的。Amen.
That's what Christianity proclaimed, that Jesus' tomb is empty.
耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus has been resurrected.
所以这些妇女就回去跟十一个使徒讲这件事情。
So these women went back and told those 11 disciples about what happened, what they have saw, empty tomb.
但是那些使徒们不相信这个。
But those disciples didn't believe them.
如果今天有人来跟你讲耶稣已经复活，他的坟墓是空的，你信不信啊？
If somebody tell you today, say, hey, Jesus' tomb is empty and he has risen, would you believe it? I would.
十一个使徒他们不相信。
The 11 disciples didn't believe it.
那其中有一个叫彼得的，他也跑去。
So one of them is called Peter, and he ran to the grave.
然后看到坟墓确实是空的。
And indeed, the grave was the tomb was empty.
就像那些妇女所报告的一样。
And it was so as the woman reported.
那这两个门徒就是跟这些人在一起的，他们两个人。
So these two disciples were disciples who were with them.
所以他都听到这些妇女的报告，听到彼得的见证。
So they have heard the woman's report and also Peter's testimony.
但是他们心里还是很忧伤。
But still, their heart still very sad.
所以他们就从耶路撒冷城走到七里外的这以马忤斯那个村庄去。
So they start from Jerusalem and travel about 7 miles to go to Emmaus.
这就是我们今天的故事的开始。
So this is the beginning of our story.
他就遇见复活的基督。
And they encountered the risen Christ on the way.
这个第二十四章十四到十六节说，他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，就是刚才牧师跟你们讲这一切事，正谈论其间的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们。和他们同行。
So in verse 14, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And they talked and discussed these things with each other. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
只是他们眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
But their eyes were blinded. They did not recognize him.
我昨天在准备这信息，我一直在想这个事情。
So as I was preparing this message, I keep thinking about this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
朋友们。
Friends.
我们要小心啊。
We need to be careful.
很多时候复活的基督已经在跟你在走了。
Many times the risen Christ is walking with you.
但是你的眼睛迷糊啊。
But your eyes were blinded.
请问一下这两位门徒他们眼睛为什么迷糊啊？
Why did these two disciples' eyes were blinded?
你说牧师我也没有机会念那段圣经我怎么知道啊？
He said, Pastor, I didn't get to read this passage, I don't know.
所以他们眼睛迷糊的原因因为他们在一个很困苦的环境里面。
Their eyes were blinded because they were in a very difficult situation.
因为他们是跟随耶稣的。
Because they followed Jesus.
三天前耶稣才刚刚被钉死。
3 days ago, Jesus was just crucified on the cross.
被埋葬了。
He was buried.
请问耶稣被钉死的时候被抓了以后他的门徒到哪去了
May I ask when Jesus was taken by went to the cross where were his disciples
是不是都跑掉了
They all fled、right?
好像就过去了这件事情都过去了
It seems like this situation circumstance has passed
所以这两个门徒他们心里很难过
So their hearts were very grieved
虽然他听了妇女的报告听了彼得报告但是他们还是不信
Even though they heard the reports from the woman and Peter that Jesus' tomb is empty he has risen he still didn't believe they still have doubts about it
我们人生是不是也是这样、啊、
It's not life like that sometimes
我们说请问人生容不容易、啊、
May I ask is life easy?
有很多的需要
We have so many needs
有很多的责任
We have so many responsibilities
有很多的账单要付
We have so many bills to pay
是不是啊
Is that right?
你说牧师我就来这边听一个道
You said Pastor just come in just listen to a message
然后回去还是要面对 reality
And when I walk out of here I still to face the reality
我现在告诉你的是
I want to tell you
我现在跟你分享的是真正的 reality
What I'm going to share you is the real reality
就是复活的基督他 care for 他很关切你
And that the reality is that the risen Christ really cares for you.
你看到他就主动地向这两个门徒显现了。
Jesus took the initiative to appear to these two disciples.
问题是这两个门徒没有办法看出来他是复活的基督。
But these two disciples cannot recognize the risen Christ.
会不会是这样啊
Is that right?
在我们的生命里面
In our life,
有很多的事情
there are so many things
压在我们的身上
oppress us.
让我们没有办法看到爱我们的复活的基督已经在我们的身边。
And we cannot recognize the risen Christ that's already in us.
在今天的这个故事里，我们又看到这个复活的基督跟他们一起交谈。
So we see how Jesus had a discussion and dialogue with these two disciples.
耶稣，这个基督很幽默啊。
Jesus was very humorous.
他说：“你们走路彼此谈论一些什么呢？”
He asked him, "Hey, what are you guys discussing about?"
然后圣经上说，他们就停下来，连面带愁容。
So they stopped with a long face.
我们的主耶稣很会问话啊。
Jesus is very good in asking good questions.
他一问呢，就触动他们的核心。
And the question he asked touched their heart.
那个他们为他们所爱的主耶稣下落不明啊，担心忧愁，他们不知道主耶稣到哪去了。
They were worried about where did Jesus' body went.
下面的谈话更精彩。
The following conversation is even more interesting.
一个门徒叫格留巴说：“你在耶路撒冷城做客，还不知道这几天在那里所发生的事吗
？”So one of them named Cleopas asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?"
我就请问大家，他们这两个人在谈什么事啊？
What do you think they were talking about?
他们在谈耶稣的身体不见的事，是不是？
They were talking about.
他们在谈耶稣复活的事情，可能性是不是？
They were talking perhaps Jesus has risen.
那现在谁在跟他们显现啊？
But who is appearing to them?
就是主耶稣他自己。
Jesus himself.
我昨天在准备的时候，我一直在思想这个事情。
So as I was preparing this message, I keep thinking about this.
很多时候我们呼求主。
A lot of time we cry out to God.
求神来帮助我们。
And ask God to come and help us.
那神已经来帮助你了。
But guys already there helping you.
但是我们被整个环境压制到一定，我们就没有办法看出来。
But we let the circumstances blind us that we cannot see him.
Amen.
Amen.
因为这个你有机会的话去看，这个路加福音二十四章，主耶稣真的跟他们一起走路，真的跟他们谈话。
So in this story, Jesus walked with them and talked with them.
但是他们却不知道。
But they didn't recognize him.
所以耶稣就说：“你们到底在讲什么事呢？” so, 他说：“你不知道在耶路撒冷发生什么事吗？”耶稣还问他说：“什么事呢
？”You know, they told Jesus, "What are you?" No, Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?"
这格留巴就开始见证主耶稣是生命，主耶稣的生命事工。他说：“主耶稣是先知，在众人面前有大能，祭司长把他钉死。”但这就是我们认为他是我们素来所仰望的弥赛亚。
So they answered Jesus, he was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him.
但是我们也知道这已经是第三天了。
And we know now this is the third day.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask each one of you a question.
你们觉得这两个门徒他们到底信不信耶稣从死里复活？
Do you think they really believe that Jesus has risen from the dead?
No. 你们觉得他们相信的举手。
You think they believe? Raise your hand.
你们觉得他们不信的举手。
You don't think they believe? Raise your hand.
你们觉得他们一半一半的举手。
And how about half and half?
其实
Actually,
其实弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们对主耶稣的复活也是一样的。
No, how we view Christ's resurrection is the same thing.
因为我们今天说我们相信主耶稣复活。
Because today we say we believe in Jesus' resurrection.
我们只是一个头脑的知识而已。
It's only a information, a head knowledge.
真正的相信
When you truly believe,
会带来生命的转化。
It willBring transformation in
your Amen.
life. Amen.
我希望你今天用心来听这段圣经。
I hope you can use your heart to listen to this message.
因为这段圣经是很熟悉的圣经。
Because this is a very familiar passage in the Bible.
你要看到这两个门徒其实他们是离开耶路撒冷城。
And you see these two disciples, they left Jerusalem.
我跟师母刚刚才去过圣地的这个游览。
Me and my wife just went to Israel.
我们也去过这个以马属斯那个村庄呢。
We also went to Emmaus.
所以他们其实是离开耶路撒冷，因为他们很伤心啊。
They left Jerusalem because they were very sorrowful.
耶稣死了埋葬，但是没有看到他复活。
Jesus was died and buried, but we didn't see him resurrected.
因为这两个门徒跟耶稣讲的话，就是说我们已经是第三天了，但是那些妇女怎么说，彼得怎么看，但是我们没有看到耶稣真正在我们面前。
This is the third day. The woman reported, Peter reported, but we haven't seen him.
你们觉得是不是很幽默啊？
Do you think this is humor?
是不是耶稣就站在他面前了？
And Jesus was in front of them.
然后他说我没有看到这个复活的基督。
And they said we didn't see this resurrected Christ.
你不觉得这是一个警告吗？
You think this is a warning for us?
很多时候神已经在我们生命里面做工。
Many times the Lord is already in your life working.
但是我们因为我们的思想、我们的观念，我们坚持这不是上帝。
And because of our perception, we got this as God's work.
那个格留巴也是，格留巴就代表今天许许多人的立场。
So Cleopas represents many of our
position. 那就是眼见为信。
He says, "Seeing is believing."
他没有看到复活的基督，用他眼睛看他，他就不信。
Because their eyes hasn't seen the risen Christ, so therefore they don't believe.
所以下面就讲主耶稣就借着用旧约里面关于。耶稣弥赛亚的事情从头到尾都讲给他们听。
So Jesus told them about all the scriptures concerning the Messiah from Old Testament all the way till now.
一个人要认识复活的基督。
A person to believe in the risen Christ.
他也要认识客观的真理。
He also needs to know the truth.
Objective
truth.
所以我们的姊妹她在受洗之前也上课。
So our sister, before she was baptized, she attended a baptismal class.
知道她信的是什么。
To understand what she believing in.
知道什么是洗礼。
To understand what is baptism.
为什么要受洗。
Why she needs to be baptized.
受洗是代表什么意思。
What does baptism mean?
后来我们就发现在今天的故事里面
So we see in our scripture reading today
复活的基督向他们显明
The resurrected Christ appeared to them
No Yeah Revealed to them
Yeah
Revealed to them
Okay the risen Christ revealed himself to them
因为他们一直跟他在一起
Because they were with him
有好的伙伴
They have having good companions
有非常相关的话题
Have very engaging conversations
然后这个路就走得好像很快
So it seemed like this journey became very short.
他们就到了这个以马忤斯。
So they arrived in Emmaus.
是傍晚的时候了。
It's already nighttime, evening.
圣经上说耶稣看起来好像要继续往前走。
And it seemed like Jesus seemed like he wanted to continue on with his journey.
他们就勉强耶稣下来。
So they tell Jesus to stay and to spend more time with them.
你们觉得他们是不是很喜欢耶稣啊？
You think they like Jesus very much?
因为耶稣跟他们讲这个弥赛亚讲得好清楚。
Because Jesus explained about the Messiah very clearly to them.
后来，他们在吃饭的时候，耶稣就把饼拨开，祝谢，为这个饼祷告，就把饼拿给他们。就在那个时候，他们眼睛就开一看，哇，这就是我们所盼望的弥赛亚，复活的耶稣基督。
So when Jesus was at a table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened. and they recognize him.
然后圣经上说主耶稣就不见了。
And the Bible said then Jesus disappeared from their eyes.
故事没有在这边结束。
The story didn't end here.
你知道他们两个怎么反应吗？
Do you know how they responded to that?
他们就立刻去见证复活的基督。
They immediately got up and went back to Jerusalem to testify about their encounter with the risen Christ.
这两个人遇见复活基督以后有极大的改变。
After they encountered the risen Christ, they have a great change in their life.
首先，他们对神有个火热的心。
First of all, their heart got on fire for the Lord.
第三十二节那边说，他们彼此说，在路上他指耶稣和我们说话。给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
In verse 32, they say they ask each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?"
在复活基督的同在中
，In the presence of the risen Christ,
他会带出对神的渴慕跟追求。
He'll bring give us a heart to thirst and hunger for God.
Amen.
Amen.
这是我们所需要的。
And this is what we need.
不是我们没有读神的话。It doesn't mean we didn't read the word of God. 而是说我们在读的时候没有那种渴慕。
It's not because we don't read the word of God. It's that when we read it, we don't have that passion for it.
或者觉得那个话很 boring.
Oh, feel the word is just very boring.
但是当耶稣跟他们两位讲解的时候，他们心就火热了。
But after Jesus explained to them about the word, their hearts caught on fire.
因为复活的基督带出复活的那个大能在那里。
Because the risen Christ bring out the resurrection power.
所以当我们读圣经的时候
，So when we read the Bible,
我们要请复活的基督来啊。
We need to invite the risen Christ to come.
我们这样读的时候会不一样。
So when we read it, it will be different.
第二件事情
Secondly,
他们两个人刚刚从那个耶路撒冷走了7英里的路来到以马忤斯。
So these two disciples just traveled 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
大概走了一个整个下午。
Probably walked the whole afternoon.
到了傍晚才到。
And arrived there in the evening.
可是他们一听到一确定这是复活的主。
When they realize it is the risen Christ.
圣经上说他们立刻连夜就赶回耶路撒冷去。
The Bible said they got up and immediately they returned to Jerusalem.
回去告诉那11个使徒跟其他的门徒。
To witness and testify
就说,
to the 11 disciples in Jerusalem.
耶稣真的是复活了。
Jesus indeed has rose from the dead.
当一个人遇见了复活的基督
When a person encountered the risen Christ
他会非常的兴奋去宣告
He will be very excited to testify about Jesus
所以我们从今天的故事有一些学习
So from this story we have a few lessons we can learn from
第一个是我们每一个人都需要遇见复活的基督
And that is each one of us need to have an encounter with the risen Christ
如果你还没有重生得救
If you had someplace your faith in Christ Jesus.
你真的需要遇见他。
You need to meet him.
如果你已经重生得救
And if you have already placed your faith in Christ Jesus for your salvation.
你也受过洗。
And you have been baptized.
你需要每天遇见他。
Every day, you need to encounter the risen Christ.
我们当中有多少人你觉得你需要遇见复活基督的
How many do you feel that you need to encounter with the risen Christ?
求神给我们这个
On a daily basis.
Amen.
Amen.
第二个我们发现今天学习的功课就是复活的基督主动的跟人来相遇
Also secondly we see that Jesus take the initiative to encounter us
这是不是非常鼓励啊
Isn't that encouraging?
那两个门徒很失望
These two disciples were very disappointed
他们非常的迷惑
They are very confused
他们不到底耶稣基督有没有复活
Did Jesus really rose from the dead?
但是主耶稣就向他们显现
But Jesus appeared to them
跟他们走在一起
and walked with them
问他们话
and asked them
还教导他们关于他自己的事情
and also taught them about himself the Messiah
主耶稣也很爱你
Jesus also loves you very much
他今天知道你的情况
He knows your situation
其实复活的基督现在正在向你显明
Actually the risen Christ is revealing himself to you
经过他的话语
through his word
他的故事
Through his story,
正在对你说话
he's speaking to you.
就是他非常关心你
He is really care about you.
他知道你的痛苦。
He knows your pain.
第三个功课我们学习就是渴望来认识遇见复活的基督是遇见他的一个前提。
So, we need to have the desire to know and meet the risen Christ. It's the prerequisite to encounter him.
如果你不渴望，他不会来。
If you don't desire him, he will not come.
这两个门徒其实他们很渴望的。
Actually, these two disciples, they really desire.
他们真的不懂得是怎么回事。
They just don't understand what happened.
最后一个我们学到的就是遇见复活的基督会带出生命的转化。
And finally, the encounter with the risen Christ will lead to a life of transformation.
这两个门徒很大的转变。
These two disciples had a great transformation.
我们当中信耶稣的，你的生命有没有转变呢？
Those of you who believe in Jesus, did your life transform after you encountered Christ?
我相信我们每一个信主的都有你的 story, 是不是？
I'm sure each one of you who believes have your story.
Amen.
Amen.
上个礼拜天在英文部有一个牧师，有一个弟兄来教我们怎么 share 我们的 story, 是不是？
So last Sunday in our English service, we have a speaker came to share with us how to share Christ with others.
就是怎么分享你重生得救的故事。
How to share your story.
因为遇见复活的基督会有转变。
Because when you meet the risen Christ, there will be a transformation.
复活基督的存在是真实的。
The risen Christ is real.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天早上，小平姊妹在我们当中。
Translate. For you to finish your sentence. So this morning, our sister was baptized.
她的故事也是很不容易的。
And her story wasn't easy.
她每一个礼拜天早上，现在坐车子转车两个小时来到我们教会。
On Sunday morning, she takes the bus for an hour and a half, had to transfer once to come here to church, sometimes with her walker.
她对她的英文她不太懂。
She doesn't understand English too well.
所以她请人帮她写好那个到哪里下车，就她上车以后就交给那个公车的那个驾驶。
So she had people write instruction for her on how to get here, and she would give her the instruction to the bus driver.
所以她到什么地方她可以下车，那个开车的会告诉她要下车。
So the driver would tell her where to get off.
小平是生在中国，长在中国。
Sister Shirley was born and raised in China.
她是一个无神论者。
She was an atheist.
不相信这些。
She doesn't believe any of.Of Christianity.
他在十年前来开始接触到我们教会。
10 years ago, she came to a church.
但是他发现，看到很多在教会里面的人好像跟教会人外面差不多啊。
And she noticed that people in the church and outside the church, there were no difference.
他说我照着我良心做事，我比他们还好。
I said, if I do things according to my conscience, I'm better than them.
我相信我们当中有些人也可能会有这样的看法。
I'm sure some of you might feel the same way as her.10 years ago.
但是去年她就有一个很大的转变。
But last year she had a great change.
因为复活的基督开始在她里面开启。
Because the risen Christ started to reveal himself to her.
让她发现信仰是我个人的事情。
To find out that faith in Christ is a personal thing.
我不能把我对基督的认识放在这些人的身上。
I cannot believe Jesus because of what I see.People who profess to be Christians.
她就开始来参加这边的。
So she started coming to our worship service.
小平姊妹一直有这个忧郁症的倾向。
So Sister Shirley struggled with depression.
不能睡得很好。
Insomnia.
所以，但是她来这边以后。
But after she started attending our service.
她真的感觉到平安。
And she felt peace.
还有弟兄姊妹们对她的爱。
And she experienced the love from the brothers and sisters here.
她开始释放很多。
And she got delivered.
释放很多。
She got released.
A lot. Yeah. 我不知道有没有完全的释放。
I don't know. It's a complete release.
但是她非常的兴奋。
But she is excited.
所以在今年二月的时候，她就接受耶稣基督做救主与主。
So this past February, she placed her faith in Jesus to be her Savior and Lord.
她非常乐意来受洗。
And she happily want to be baptized.
她的这个 睡觉情况也有很大的改善。
And she really improved in her sleep.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
遇见复活的基督是会有改变的。
Encountering the risen Christ will bring about transformation.
你说我牧师我怎么可以遇见他呢？
And you may ask, Pastor, how can I encounter this risen Christ?
第一个你需要有那个心要遇见他。
Well, first of all, you need to have that desire that you want to encounter the risen
Christ. 第二个你可以读圣经来遇见这复活的基督。
You can encounter Christ through his word, the Bible.
第三个你可以透过圣灵来遇见这复活的基督。
You can encounter Christ through the Holy Spirit.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这个复活节的早上。
On this Easter Sunday.
我今天早上特别为你们每一个人祷告。
I pray for each one of you.
我也不知道谁会来。
I don't know who will come.
我就说父啊，求你带那些需要听到这信息，需要参加这个聚会的人都能来到这里。
I say, Father, bring those who need to hear your message today. Bring them in.
所以你们就在这里。
So you are here.
你们是神应许我的祷告。
You are the answer to my prayer.
我们现在请低头好吗？
Let's bow our head.
我要做一个邀请。
I want to give an invitation.
你听到今天的信息。
When you hear about today's message.
或者你参加今天的聚会。
Or you attend today's worship service.
你觉得复活的基督在邀请你。
You sense that the risen Christ is calling you, inviting you.
你想要遇见他。
And you have that desire to meet him and encounter him.
请你举手，我要为你祷告。
Please raise your hand, and I will pray for you.
还有没有？
Anybody else?
还有没有？
Anybody else?
Yeah. 我们祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
基督的死、埋葬、复活，就证实你爱我们。
Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection shows that you love us.
我们的信息很有限。
Our message is very limited.
被语言的限制。
We are limited by our language.
这个时间的限制。
And the time limitations.
但是神你是无限的。
But Lord, you are unlimited. You are infinite.
我特别为刚才举手的一些弟兄姊妹跟朋友们祷告。
So I pray for those who raised their hands just now.
主啊，你亲自带领他们。
May you personally lead them.
亲自向他们显明。
Personally reveal yourself to them.
就在未来这几天里面。
In these coming days.
你如何在以马忤的路上向那两个门徒显明？
How you reveal yourself to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
你如何向小平姊妹显明？
And how you have revealed yourself to our sister Shirley.
你如何向 Cindy 姊妹显明？
And how you have revealed yourself to our sister Cindy.
你同样为这些举手的弟兄姊妹、朋友们显明。
May you in the same way reveal yourself to the brothers and sisters
who have
raised their hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你已经应允了我们的祷告。
Because you have heard our prayer.
你祝福今天来的每一位弟兄姊妹朋友们。
May you bless each brother and sisters and friends who came here today.
你继续对他们说话。
May you continue to speak to them.
直到他们遇见你。
Until they encounter you.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
上帝祝福大家。
The Lord bless you.
祝大家复活节平安快乐。
Bless you and peace to you on this Easter Sunday.
隔壁有午餐招待。